My brothers and sisters, our devotional Bible study today is on the topic of death is not our master. Romans chapter 6, verse 9. For we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, he can never die again. Death is no longer master over him. Our Christian faith rests on Jesus Christ's resurrection from the dead. The Apostle Paul said, "If Christ has not been raised, your faith is worthless, and you are still in your sins." 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 17. Jesus Christ's resurrection from the dead is God's witness to three great facts. First, it testifies to the immense power of God Himself and His absolute sovereignty over life and death. To believe in Christ's resurrection is to believe in God Himself. Second, it testifies that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And third, the resurrection of Jesus Christ is a testimony to the future resurrection of all believers in Christ. All other religions were founded by a man whose end was the grave. However, the grave could not hold Jesus Christ. Only Jesus Christ died for our sins, was buried, and then rose from the dead on the third day. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 3 and 4. Because Jesus is the Son of God, death could not hold him in its grip. Romans chapter 1, verse 4, and Acts chapter 2, verse 24. The Bible says that over 500 eyewitnesses personally saw Jesus Christ after he was raised from the dead. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 6. The resurrection of Jesus Christ not only proves that Jesus is the Son of God, it also proves God has the power to raise us from the dead. It guarantees that those who believe in Christ will not remain dead, but will be resurrected into eternal life. Unlike other religions, Christianity alone has a founder who rose from the dead and who promises that his followers will do the same. Because Jesus Christ rose from the dead, death no longer has any power over him. Acts chapter 13, verse 34. And because we are in Christ, death no longer has any power over us. The Bible says, "Now God has not only raised the Lord from the dead, but he will also raise us up through his power." 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14. Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even if he died." John chapter 11, verse 25. This is our blessed hope. Through Christ's death on the cross, we have been freed from the power of sin and death. The Bible says, "For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and of death." Romans chapter 8, verse 2. Since death has no more dominion over Christ, it has no more dominion over us. By his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ has conquered both sin and death for all those who love and obey him. Jesus has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep, meaning that we will follow him in resurrection. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 20. The Bible says, "This grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time, but it has now been revealed through the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel." 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 9 and 10. Since Christ has freed us from the power of death, we have also been freed from the fear of death. The Bible says, "By the grace of God, he might taste death for everyone, that through death he might render powerless him who had the power of death, that is the devil, and might free those who through fear of death were subject to slavery all their lives." Hebrews chapter 2, verse 9, and verse 14 and 15. Jesus spoke of that day when the dead will hear his voice and be resurrected. Truly, truly, I say to you, an hour is coming, and now is, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear it will live. John chapter 5, verse 25. All those who practice hearing and obeying Jesus' voice now will hear and obey his voice then, and rise from the dead in that day. Jesus said, truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death. John chapter 8, verse 51. The Apostle Paul wrote, for if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep in Jesus. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 14 through 16. How will we be raised from the dead? We have God's imperishable heavenly seed, Christ, living in us. Therefore, just as Christ was raised from the dead, we also will be raised from the dead. The Apostle Paul wrote, behold, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and the mortal must put on immortality. But when this perishable will have put on the imperishable, and this mortal will have put on immortality, then will come about the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 51 through 57. What a glorious day that will be when all of God's people rise from the dead to join their bridegroom, Jesus Christ, in eternal companionship, to reign in triumph with him. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, made ready as a bride, adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is among men, and he will dwell among them, and they shall be his people, and God himself will be among them. And he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will no longer be any death. There will no longer be any mourning, or crying, or pain, and there will no longer be any night, and they will not have need of the light of a lamp, nor the light of the sun, because the Lord God will illumine them, and they will reign forever and ever. Revelation chapter 21, verse 2 through 4, and chapter 22, verse 5. In tomorrow's study, we'll take a look at Romans chapter 6, verse 10. www.christcrucified.info